I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Tonight, the one, the only, Carol Burnett. This is one of those shows where I sit down and I start writing questions that I've always wondered about. I'm so excited that she's here. It's Carol Burnett, everybody. What can I say? I'm sitting here with Carol Burnett. I spent probably every Saturday night for a long time as I was becoming just gayer and gayer watching the Carol Burnett show. Didn't we all? Well, you're probably young if you're listening to this podcast. Anyway, she's here. Pretty much can guarantee she'll be wearing a blazer. She loves a blazer. All right, talk to you later. See you in the clubhouse. I guess I won't talk to you later. Yeah, I will.
She's Carol, and I'm Feral. It's Watch What Happens Live with Carol Burnett now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. It's Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with, I'm just going to say it, one of the very best people in the whole wide world. Between the big wig budget, the Bob Mackie costumes, and the scene-stealing woman at the center of it all, the Carol Burnett Show probably had much to do with who I am today and how gay I am today. And I am so glad a whole new generation of kids gets to meet her on their new Netflix series, A Little Help with Carol Burnett. Welcome back, the legendary Carol Burnett. Carol, it's so good to see you. I'm so glad you're back. I'm really excited. Programming note, I ate a sucrate before the show, so my tongue is very red. Since Carol has a Tony, maybe she has a little advice for our bartender who was just nominated for his Broadway debut in the musical The Band's Visit. Say hi to Ariel Stachel. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Carol's going to see your show next week.
Yeah. On Thursday. I can't wait to hang with you backstage.
Yeah. So, okay. Can I come backstage?
Will you come backstage?
Of course. Of course. I'd love to see you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We got a date. Oh, I have a date.
Oh, no. I know you are all bursting to talk to Carol Burnett, but first, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, everybody loves Carol Burnett, and I have to imagine a lot of interesting people have walked up to her and introduced themselves. So here's what. Let's play. Has Carol met them? Carol, I'm going to read a name of a person, okay, and you tell me if you've met them. Did you ever meet Richard Nixon?
Yes.
You did? What was he like?
What would you expect?
Yes. I know you played Queen Elizabeth. Did you ever meet Queen Elizabeth?
No.
Never met her. Did you ever meet Princess Diana?
No.
No. Did you ever meet, have you ever met a pope? Any pope?
No.
No. Did you meet Frank Sinatra?
Yes.
And what was he like?
He was pretty charming.
He was.
Yeah.
Did you work with him ever?
No, never did.
Have you? Speaking of Sinatra, have you ever met Kim Kardashian?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, I met her on the last Jay Leno show when he had a bunch of people come on to say goodbye to him. You know, she was there. Yeah.
Wow. And I heard that you, if the Carol Burnett show were on today, you would have loved to do the Kardashians.
We would have been doing the Kardashians.
Yes.
I guarantee
I would like to see the big butts. did you ever meet, have you ever met O.J. Simpson?
No.
No. Did you ever meet Judy Garland?
Yes.
Yes. And
one of the funniest women, anybody. Funniest people I've ever known. She was such a great storyteller, great sense of humor, lovely. She's a big loss way too soon.
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump.
Yes, once, a long time ago, I was with Beverly Sills, you know, the wonderful
opera singer. Of course you were.
We were having lunch at the Plaza Hotel, and as we were leaving, he was coming in to the lobby, and she knew him and introduced me to him.
Wow. What about Elvis? Did you ever meet Elvis?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Tell me about
that.
Well,
I was on the Ed Sullivan Show when he did his second appearance when he was in uniform.
Uh-huh.
And I...
Oh, my God, so he was super hot, Elvis.
Oh, yeah. And I got his autograph from my kid sister.
Wow.
He was very sweet.
Was there any chemistry between the two of you?
I thought so, but he didn't.
Did you ever meet JFK?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah. With Judy Garland.
What?
And Danny Kaye, because we went into the Oval Office because we were going to do a show in Washington, D.C. For his second inauguration. And so he had us come in and we met him and had a.
Charming?
Was he? Oh, yeah.
Did you meet Jackie too?
Yes, I met her at a party afterwards, after the show that we did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Never met Marilyn Monroe. Thank you very much, Carol Burnett. That was amazing. Second, A Little Help with Carol Burnett is a show where kids give advice to adults. But here's what. Nobody needs more help than my staff, who are adults, but also very emotional children, if I can say. Carol, they submitted questions anonymously. Can you give them a little bit of help, please? Because
I don't know that I'm capable of
it. I think you might be. Let's see.
I don't know.
Okay, Carol, what is the best place to meet single men not online? Any ideas?
The beach when they're playing volleyball.
Okay, I like it. That's good. I want to get that perfect summer body, but I hate working out. What should I do?
Don't wear a bathing suit.
Very good. What do you think is better, to live to work or to work to live?
Live to work.
To live to work.
Of course, you don't want to work to live.
I hate my friend's boyfriend. I think he's a total loser. Should I tell her or keep my mouth shut?
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I've been waitressing to support my quest to become a stand-up comic, but it's been 7 years. When is it time to give up and find a real job?
Now.
Thank you very much, Carol. Someone on my staff waitressing? I don't understand that one. Finally, one of my all-time favorite moments on this show was when I asked Carol Burnett to do her iconic Tarzan yell, and this happened. Waka. It was his favorite moment on the show,
too. He was sound asleep.
I know, he was.
Yeah.
He was just, I know. You woke him up, that's for sure.
So.
Here's what, Carol, something even more shocking may be about to happen. Oh, shady Tarzan, are you here?
It's the gay Tarzan. He's in the jungle and out of the closet.
Okay, shady Tarzan, you have some shady questions for Carol Burnett. What's your first shady question for Carol Burnett?
Can you give us your best Cher impression?
Well, I don't know. What she did that like that.
Yes, yes. Very good. It's all about the mouth. I remember a moment on the Carol Burnett show, I believe, when, or it was on the Cher show, when you both came out in the same outfit.
Right,
right.
I did one of her once in a fat suit.
I love it.
That Bob Mackie put me in, you know, and it was bare midriff, and he had a
Oh, that's so funny.
Belly, but she was really
that,
fat. You know.
Fat chair, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, Shady Tarzan, what's your next question?
Was there a joke that Joan Rivers wanted to tell that you thought was too mean?
No.
No, never.
No,
good.
No.
Were you buddies with Joan at all?
She did our show a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah, I liked
She did the Carol Burnett show?
Yeah, she did sketches. She did her stand-up.
Wow.
Sketches, and we did some musical stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Finale, yeah. She was terrific.
All right, Shady Tarzan, what else?
Be honest, Carol. Have you ever smoked weed with Lily Tomlin?
Have you ever smoked weed with Lily Tomlin?
I've never smoked weed.
Ever? Carol, it's legal now in California.
I know, it's just that I'm not sure of how I would respond.
Yes,
you know,
I understand.
I don't know that I would want to, maybe by myself.
Yes.
And not
All
with
right.
anybody. You
Shady
know?
Tarzan, you got one more for me?
What is the craziest thing you heard come out of Jerry Lewis's mouth?
Hey, lady! Remember that?
Thanks, Shady Tarzan.
Tarzan out!
I read it in your research. Lucy threw you a black tie baby shower?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. We were friends, and she was just terrific, and I was pregnant with my second daughter, and she said, I'm going to give you a baby shower, and I said, what, that's so sweet, you know. She said, no, but we're going to make it in the evening with men coming, black tie, and the men showed up in tuxedos, the ladies in gowns, and she was married at that time then to Gary Morton, who was a comedian.
Yeah.
And so he had the opportunity and the choices to open all the baby gifts.
Oh, that's great.
And so he did numbers on those baby gifts, you know, and everybody was hysterical. We were laughing, had the best time. And as the men were leaving, they said, boy, you girls really have fun in these showers, you know?
Let me ask you this, as we're talking about people you know. Did you see Carson socially?
Yes, occasionally.
Yeah.
I lived in Hawaii for a short while, and he and Joanna, his wife, came over there in Maui, and we were together. Yeah.
And did you see Mary socially, Mary Tyler Moore at all?
Not as much as I wanted to, because she lived back here and I was on the West Coast.
When are you going to host SNL? Is what I want to know. Would you do it if they asked?
They haven't asked.
Right. If they asked, would you do it?
Don't know.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, I understand it's very tricky when you're with rehearsals that, you know, that they do things at the last minute, and I like to rehearse.
Uh-huh.
So that then I'll go off script if I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
You know, so I don't want to be a little nervous.
I think you would nail it.
Oh.
On May 19th, Carol is being honored with the first ever Peabody Career Achievement Award at the 77th Annual Peabody Awards in New York's Excuse me, in New York City. I had a little hiccup there. I can't think of anybody who deserves it more. Congratulations, Carol. And go see our bartender in The Band's Visit, which was just nominated for 11 Tony Awards at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. Hey, Ariel. Everybody's been talking about A Band's Visit. Congrats. What was your favorite Mama sketch?
Oh, gosh. We did that sketch where Vicky played my mother, and of course I'm 16 years older than she is.
Right.
She was brilliant. And it might have been when Eunice went on the Gong Show.
Yes.
That was so pitiful.
Yes.
I mean, it was so sad because she thought she was going to be this big star. And I'm not going to live with you anymore. I'm going to be in Hollywood and all that. And she gets out there. And she's gonged almost in the first 5 seconds. And then it's just this tragic look, and the screen got smaller and smaller.
Oh, God.
and then boom.
All the humiliation that you all put her through was really epic. Did you ever see the comeback that Lisa Kudrow showed?
I love that show.
She did.
I love that. She's just so good.
She's incredible.
She's a guest on The Little Hill.
Is that right?
Yeah. And
that's
great. It was the first time I ever got to meet
her.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. That was because they humiliated Valerie Cherish.
Of course. Great. Yeah.
Let's go to Susan from New York with a question for Carol Burnett. Susan, what's your question?
May I first say that, Carol, I loved when you played Mrs. Wiggins on The Carol Burnett Show with Tim Conway.
Me too.
Thank you.
Loved it. But have you heard any news about the Mad About You revival and if your character is coming back?
No, I haven't heard that, but I'd sure be willing to come back for...
Oh, good. Well, they're bringing it back.
Really?
Yeah, they
with
are.
With Ellen and...
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard anything.
Let's go to Karen from Maine. Karen, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you. Just want you to know that. Carol, I love you, too. My question is for you. Yep. When you look back at all the sketches you've done on your show, are there a few that you think perhaps were underrated or that you look at differently now?
When I wrote a book about our show.
Yeah.
And so.
And you rewatched it all.
In doing it, I had to rewatch all 276 shows, not all the way through, because I wanted to jog my memory about certain sketches.
Yeah.
And so I found that within the first 5 years, we were a little overboard. I was a little too zany. We were feeling our way around, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then as we matured, and I started to mature more, we got better, I thought. And, you know, I think we did some really good stuff, especially in the last 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, today, no network would let me hire Vicky.
Why do you think?
Because she was right out of high school.
Wow.
And
she was right out of high school?
Yeah. We were planning maybe on doing a sketch with Harvey and me where we would be married and I'd be raising my kid sister. And she looked more like me than I did at 17.
Yeah.
So she learned comedy in front of 30 million people a week.
Incredible.
And then, you know, she was great as my kid, and then she wound up being my mother.
That's It's game time, everybody. If you've seen Carol Burnett do a sketch as delusional movie star Nora Desmond, you know she can make you tinkle your trousers just by looking into a camera. In honor of that, let's play Stare Old Burnett. Our announcer, Paul, will read some claims about Carol as she stares into her camera. Then I'll have to decide what she said is true or made up. Okay, let's go.
So I look in the camera.
Yep, Paul, okay. What's your first fact or not fact?
Carol loves a Spam sandwich from time to time and isn't afraid to admit it.
I'm gonna say she does. Is it true, Carol?
No.
No. All right, Paul, next item.
Carol once fell asleep on stage during a live performance.
That I do not believe.
It happened.
Really? What was the play?
I was doing Once Upon a Mattress. I was doubling. I was doing the Gary Moore Show at the same time.
Yeah.
So and I was working 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So the finale of Once Upon a Mattress is I'm the princess, and they put me on top of 20 mattresses.
Right.
And the evil queen puts a pea under the bottom mattress.
Yeah.
Well, the whole point is that she feels something and she can't sleep. And so I was tired this one day, and I fell asleep in front of the audience.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, what's next?
While guesting on her show, Burt Reynolds walked in on Carol naked in her dressing room.
I really hope that that's true. I'm going to say yes.
No.
What's
next? You're batting 1,000.
I know. What's next, Paul? I know I am.
Carol is so afraid of heights, if she looks down from a high height, her calves cramp up.
I don't believe it.
It's true.
Okay, one more.
When she was a teenager, Carol babysat for Steven Tyler.
I don't think that adds up. No.
You're right.
Yes, okay.
You're right.
Thank you very much. That is so great. Let's go to Megan from Michigan. Hey, Megan, what's your question for Carol Burnett?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
I was wondering, who was your favorite and least favorite spouse of your longtime friend, Elizabeth Taylor.
Favorite and least favorite spouse of Elizabeth Taylor. Did you meet a lot of her spouses?
No, there wasn't enough time.
One more phone call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Erlene Rosen, and I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington.
What's your question?
If the Carol Burnett Show was airing now, what movie or television series would you like to parody?
Well, again, the Kardashians, right, of course. Let's see, what would I like to parody? Maybe Stranger Things.
Yeah, yes.
You know, that's right.
It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to Carol Burnett on another little talk show back in the day, Dick Cavett, with Lucille Ball.
I loved her.
Always fun to see you with Lucy.
She called me kid because she was 22 years older than I.
Amazing.
And she always sent me flowers on my birthday. Happy birthday, kid. And so this one birthday, a few years ago, I woke up and turned on the television set, and she had died on my birthday.
Wow.
And I got the flowers that afternoon.
Wow.
Happy birthday, kid.
Wow. Today's Jackal goes to the Yellowstone Steamboat Geyser. It's the tallest active geyser in the world, which continues to erupt and shoot 300 feet into the air. So I'm more jackaling myself because I can't believe I'm about to ask this, but is that geyser seeing anybody? I want to thank Carol Burnett and Ariel. Show with Carol Burnett. The show is A Little Help with Carol Burnett. It's on Netflix now. You must have had a lot of fun making this show.
The thing is that these kids, we have a panel of five kids, and they range in age from 5 to about 9.
Yeah.
And we chose that because, and I've said this before, that age rate, they don't censor themselves.
Yes.
And these are real kids. They're not actors.
Yeah.
And so we have, during the course of the show, we have 3 grown-ups separately come on with adult dilemmas.
I love it.
And then these kids give them advice.
It's a great
idea.
Like
you said, think before you, you know.
Yeah.
It's when we were auditioning these kids, we had a woman come in and because we wanted to see how these kids would react to a dilemma. And this one woman's dilemma was, I'm going to be marrying this gentleman who's raising his 2 very young little kids. What can I do to make them like me and not think I'm some evil stepmother?
Yeah.
And one of the kids raised his hand and said, bribery always works.
Perfect.
We hired him on the spot, you know.
Ariel Stachel is from the band's visit at the Effort of Barrymore Theater. Great to see you. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This is Macon from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hey, what's your question?
Carol, when you presented at the Golden Globes with Jennifer Aniston, was it awkward at all that Angelina Jolie was at one of the first tables?
Oh.
He
said when you presented at the Golden Globes with Jennifer Aniston, was it awkward at all that Angelina Jolie was at one of the front tables?
I don't know. I didn't really look out to see her.
Yeah.
I was staring at Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks and all of them. Yeah.
But you don't ever get nervous anymore
doing anything like that.
You do?
Yeah, you
For
get
real?
Little butterflies.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What, by the way, what's been the most nervous you've ever been in your professional career, would you say?
When we did a concert version of Stephen Sondheim's Follies, I thought when he first called me, he said, I'd like you to sing I'm Still Here.
Yeah.
And Yeah, it's a tough song.
It's one of the hardest
very
songs.
Very hard to remember. Yes. You know, so, and he said, we're going to be recording it. So I thought that we were going to be in a studio recording the song and I'd be having the lyrics right yes. there. So it wasn't until I flew back to New York and I'm having lunch with my dear friend Beverly Sills, and she said, oh, we're going to come see you in that concert. And I said, what concert? She said, well, you know, the one this weekend at the Philharmonic, where you're doing Follies. I said, you mean, with it? And I didn't know the lyrics.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, oh, what am I going to do? And so now I'm immersing myself with the lyrics, and I went to the director of it. I said, I thought I was going to be reading the lyrics. I said, can I hate to ask this, but could I have some cue cards? Because very tricky,
yes.
you know. And they said, well, okay. So they got cue cards, but the situation was there was no pit or anything where I could right. read the card. They were behind me.
Helpful.
The cue cards, so I'd have to go, and then sing, and then sing, so I couldn't do that. Luckily, I got through it. But it's on YouTube. If you ever see it, you will see the most frightened human being
really?
In the world.
Really?
Okay, what comes next? What comes next?
Wow.
Oh, my
wow.
goodness, I was scared.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Shelley from Kansas City.
Hey, Shelley, what's your question?
My question is for the wonderful Carol Burnett, of course. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, is there any chance of your ABC pilot starring Amy Poehler moving to a different network or streaming service?
I don't think so. I did a pilot that Amy Poehler is producing and everything, yep. and she's going to be in it at yep. one point, you know, occasionally.
Yeah.
And the network, the pilot was very funny, I have
yeah.
to say. And the network wanted to replace some of the characters that we had hired,
yeah.
some of the actors, and I thought they were really good.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, so now they were nitpicking. Then they asked the writer, the head writer, to kind of tweak it and write some, you know, something else a little more. And I read it, and it just wasn't as funny as, you know. And then I thought, you know,
if this is how we're starting,
I never had that problem with my show.
Yeah.
They left us alone,
yeah.
completely let the artists do what they do.
Yeah.
And this way, I said, you know, I don't want to have to go through that,
yeah.
you know, because I was spoiled. I'm spoiled.
Yeah.
And I think I had, we've been doing my show today, you know, if we were the right age and everything. No network would have let me hire Vicki Lawrence.
Right, right. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Well, before I do, so do you think there's any chance that the original could get picked up by someone else?
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think
Was it
so.
Fun to do?
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, we used to do our show. It was we'd tape an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be done just like a Broadway
Yes.
show.
So you
did
it.
We'd do fast.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
would
yeah.
do it, and we'd have a live studio audience,
yeah.
and we'd be out in time to go to dinner.
Yes.
Well, I've done some guest shots on sitcoms where it's 21 minutes to tape, 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah. And it's brutal.
Please,
it's brutal.
You don't have to.
Right.
And so with this one, they wanted 3 hours for 21 minutes.
Right.
And I said, well, but I gave them two.
Uh-huh.
And that was that
you,
was even
and did
too
you
much.
Nail it in two?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it wasn't just me. We
yeah,
all
no,
had,
I know.
We,
no, did everybody?
We had
yes,
enough
of
rehearsal,
course.
You know,
right.
just do it. And you have a live audience. They're
Which, and
going,
it kills the live audience.
Honey,
yeah.
they've been there so long, they have to go home and shave
yes.
again. It's ridiculous.
I went to the one and only taping I think I've ever been to. I went to a taping of Designing Women, and I had been so excited,
yeah.
and after an hour, I was like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
I know.
This is like,
I know. They keep making
horrible.
You redo it and then
yeah.
rewrite it in front of the audience.
Terrible.
You know.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Oh, our phones.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Hey, what's your question?
Hi. My question's kind of serious.
Okay.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your kiss with Julie Andrews?
Ah, on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your kiss with Julie Andrews?
I never kissed Julie.
She never kissed her. Where'd you think she kissed her?
Oh, I know what you
Whoa,
mean.
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh, this is a great story.
Yes.
This is a great story. Tell the story.
Okay.
I know this
okay.
story.
Okay.
This is a Crazy story.
Well, Julie and I were invited to perform a medley of songs that we had done at Carnegie Hall for a special for President Lyndon Johnson's. Okay. This was a big deal in Washington, D.C. So she and her husband arrived, and we were all on the same floor, and my husband and I were down the hall, and it was late, and the show wasn't going to be until the next day. So this was for Lyndon Johnson, okay. So Julie called me on the phone. She said, why don't you and Joe come down for some hot chocolate? You know, Tony and I are here. I said, well, I'm in my jammies and fuzzy slippers. And, you know, she said, well, so are we. Come on down. So we went down the hall and, you know, and we're having hot chocolate. And the phone rang, and it was Mike Nichols, who had just arrived, because he and his partner at the time, Elaine May, were going to do a bit on the show. And Julie said, oh, Mike, Carol, and Joe are down here. He said, where are you? Why don't you come down and have some hot chocolate? And so he said to her, well, I'm up on the fourth floor. I just have to hang up my clothes and everything. I'll be right down. Okay. So Julie looks at me and says, I know what. And I said, what? She said, there's a settee right across from the elevators in the hall, so that when Michael comes down, you know, why don't we be sitting there in our jammies and our fuzzy slippers and wave to him? You know, that'd be fun. I said, okay. So we're sitting down like that and everything. And then, you know, we can see when the elevator, the floors, you know, change and everything. So nothing was happening. She said, I know what. I said, what? She said, when we know Mike's coming down and the door's open, let's pretend that we're kissing. And I said, Julie, I like you a whole lot, but I just don't, you know. She said, no, 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 we'll just do, and it looked like, you know, we'll do that. And, you know, it's where my nose would be buried in her neck, you know. So now we're seeing the fourth floor, third floor, second floor. We go, whack, like that. And we hear nothing. And Julie said, is it Mike? And I said, I don't know. My nose is buried in your ear. And she said, well, maybe we should have a look. We looked up, and out walked the Secret Service men, followed by Lady Bird. And so Lady Bird's looking at it, and they're walking down the hall, and then Lady Bird turns around and looks at me and says, aren't you Carol Burnett? And I said, yes, ma'am. And this here's Mary Poppins.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So that was a kiss.
I want to thank Carol Burnett. A Little Help with Carol Burnett's on Netflix now. Go see Ariel Stachel on the band's visit at the Warrymore Theater. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.